This is KCUR. This Friday is National HIV Testing Day, first created almost 20 years ago to encourage members of the public to find out their HIV status. Since then, what it means to be HIV positive has changed dramatically. Someone diagnosed as positive today can expect to live as long as they would without the virus, as long as they receive treatment. But many HIV patients, especially in African American communities, don't get treatment or don't know they're positive, and health advocates blame that on the stigma associated with HIV and AIDS. Here in Kansas City, a new art exhibition attempts to erase that stigma. KCUR's Alex Smith has the story.
I actually found out in a really weird way.
August 18th, 2010 is a date Caitlin Sanders will probably never forget. That's when he found out he was HIV positive. Due to a communication mix-up, he didn't get the news in a doctor's or counselor's office, but over the phone while he was at work.
That was very difficult, especially for the setting, because I actually shared my office with someone else. And so I'm like, okay, And you're trying to be professional and not break down.
He got in touch with doctors, but before long, Sanders was in denial about the seriousness of his condition. Like 40% of those who know they're HIV positive, he didn't follow the treatment regimen he needed.
I didn't get on medications. You know, my counts were fine, so it kind of blocked it a little bit. I mean, I knew I had it. I knew I was still healthy, so I didn't kind of go forward with it.
Sanders did eventually get treatment, and today he's strong and healthy, and he's working to help others overcome the emotional and social challenges associated with HIV. He and nine other young black HIV-positive men are the subjects of photo portraits in a gallery exhibition called Visual AIDS on display at Kansas City production company Outpost Worldwide. Photographer and HIV activist Dwayne Kramer, who's based in San Francisco, took the portraits in Kansas City.
What these images do is show very strong, beautiful young men that look like other people in the community. They look just like you. They look just like me. They're no different, but these people are standing up and standing out and really making a difference by putting their faces forward with no fear and no shame.
Rashawn Gilmore of the Kansas City Care Clinic organized the exhibition. He explains that the stigma that comes with being HIV positive can be almost as terrifying as the diagnosis itself, driving many to deny that they even have the virus and others to avoid getting tested.
There is that moment where you ask yourself the question, what does this mean for my life? Will anybody love me? Can I be in a happy, healthy relationship? Will I be rejected by family and friends? Am I a pariah?
Care clinic therapist Sarah Nelson-Johns is all too familiar with the fear and misinformation that can haunt patients even in their own homes.
I know people whose families make them use paper plates and plastic silverware, which is completely needless, and it has nothing to do with transmission. And when it happens, that person has a really hard time ever feeling like I'm okay.
Keith Irvin, who's also pictured in one of the portraits, explains there's plenty of good information out there about HIV, but these messages often don't resonate with many of the people who need to hear them most.
A lot of the brochures and the literature about it, you see mostly Caucasian males, you know, on the covers and the pictures and the interviews that they have. You don't see a lot of black men that are, one, educated about it, and then, two, that are proud to educate others about it.
The statistics show the disproportionate effect of HIV on black men. In 2009, for the first time, numbers of new cases among black men surpassed new cases among white men. The following year, the rate of new infections among black men grew to nearly eight times that of whites. The problem is compounded for many black men, like Caitlin Sanders, who were raised with a cultural distrust of health providers.
I didn't go to the doctor that often. My dad was not a doctor person. We didn't do dentists, eye doctors, anything like that. Oh, you fine, take a Benadryl, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I think that's a big problem.
Nelson John says it's not just culture, but a wide range of background factors that influence the way people approach health care.
You're less likely to have access to medical care dependent on economic class, education. So the lower we go on that, the less someone is health literate as well. So even just the basics about how to take care of one's body may not have been taught to them because their lives have been really tough.
So this is Terrence Moss. Terrence is an amazing young man. when people think about HIV...
Gilmore walks through the exhibition, pointing out the portraits he hopes will speak to young black men. The images range from men in ball caps and sneakers to one man in a dress and high heels. Looking back at his portrait, Sanders admits his first reaction was a little mixed.
It's only mixed feelings only because I'm critical about my own photos, so I always think that there's room for improvement.
Then he took a closer look.
I could see the courage and the bravery in myself that maybe I didn't even know I had, but it did come off on camera.
But can a room full of photos make a difference in the way people see HIV? Can it break through the stigma and connect with young black men?
I think it already has.
Irvin says he's already heard from both friends and strangers, thanking him for presenting himself and his diagnosis to the world. Visual AIDS is on display through the end of June at Outpost Worldwide in the Crossroads. I'm Alex Smith, KCUR News.